Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. My name is Emily Rogers and I am your host. A transition and leadership coach, I have a passion for empowering individuals and organizations to reach their full potential. I am known for my genuine passion in helping others, and I am committed to supporting you whether you're facing a career transition, seeking personal growth, or looking to enhance your leadership skills. I want to empower you to create meaningful and lasting change in your life and your career. Let's dive into today's episode. From challenge to growth. We all experience challenges in life. That's what life is. There's no escaping it. There will be good times and there will be challenges. The challenges are about us learning and growing. Last week in my post, A Fork in the Road, I shared the crushing moment in my life when I decided to choose a different path, to shift myself from unhappy and dissatisfied to in control of my life, and starting my business was the result of that. This week, I'm sharing another personal experience and a more recent defining moment in my life, my dad's death at the end of 2021. It was when Auckland was in a four-month lockdown, and it was impossible to get on a plane to be there with him. It was heartbreaking not being there with Dad and not being able to support Mum through those last few weeks. But I'm also a believer that things always happen the way they're meant to. That there was a higher reason I couldn't jump on a plane and be there. And in sharing this, I want to share what I learned and how I grew from the experience. Not being able to fly meant I was actually able to talk with Dad. Good Lord, I'm not suggesting it was easy talking to someone who's dying over FaceTime, but we had a chance to talk. I was able to tell him how much I loved him, how proud I was of him, and how grateful I was for everything he'd done for me. True to form, Dad had advice and guidance that he shared with me. But this time talking was priceless, and it resulted in me making some big changes in my business. Not being able to fly meant that I was able to support the girls in a way that I actually hadn't really anticipated they needed. If I'd been traveling and focusing on Dad, I wouldn't have spent the time talking with them. They actually needed to understand what was happening. And this wasn't a single conversation thing. This was lots of time together, walking and talking, discussing what death means, what happens, and being Christian, sharing my belief in heaven. They would look for dandelions and they'd make wishes for Dad and they'd share their sadness they couldn't hug him. But as much as possible, we remembered our times together and celebrated his life. Now, I know my story is not unique. There are many people who missed significant events because of the pandemic. But people do ask me how I coped. How did I keep going? If you've been with me for a while, you'll know that I still shared content every week, that I still supported my clients, that I still showed up. Why? Because I know what Dad wanted for me. Don't get me wrong, I took time off too. I needed time to cry, to walk and talk with hubby and the girls. But Dad told me very clearly what he saw for me, and he gave me a bit of a kick up the butt, and he told me to make a change, and it motivated me. I miss him dearly. We've always been close, but I still have my connection. Sunrises are my connection to Dad, and there's been loads in the past few weeks with early hockey training and piano lessons before school. But I take a time to pause in the morning as I see the glow on the horizon and I greet Dad. Sometimes I ask him to guide me. Sometimes I ask for strength. Sometimes I just smile. Morning, Dad. I learned so much during this period, and as a result, I have grown. Dad's advice was stop banging your head against the brick wall. He wanted me to rethink what I was doing and how I was serving. He suggested I reconnect with Amel, my coach, and work together to see what I could do differently. Her first question set me on a different path. We all need support. It's a long road if you try and do it on your own. Finding the right person is about finding the right understanding, the right guidance, the right wisdom, and the right advice. instead of banging your head against the brick wall, Dad's words, reach out to a coach for support. Working with a coach will see you make a shift more easily and faster than if you try and do it alone. As I mentioned, Amel's first question to me changed everything. The fact is, though, there's no end of the road. The journey always continues. I'm always reflecting, working to improve what I'm doing. The key is being willing to accept a shift, willing to change, willing to accept that this is not it, that there will always be more. I continue to lean into the wonderful people I have in my life, supporting me and guiding me. If I can be that person for you, if I can be a guide for you, I'd be honored to have the opportunity. I invite you to reach out and book a free, no obligation call, and let's see if we're a good fit. I'll put the link in the show notes. Look, I miss talking with Dad. He was such a clever and wise man. He lived a full life, one of love, laughter, and growth, and I intend to follow in his footsteps.